Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Save today by going with A-rated insurance companies for much, much less. Go to TJSinsurance.com for more information. Or more importantly, take out your phone right now and text MONEY to 232323.
Catch, clip, release. You'll hear that all summer with the CCA Star Catch and Release Fishing Tournament. New categories this year and more tagged reds than ever before. Spend the summer wetting a line, and you can reel in a new boat and truck when you catch and release a tagged redfish. Kids can catch a $30,000 scholarship. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Chilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Cryptek, Shinerbach, Hoff Power Polaris, and ABC 13. Sign up now at startournament.org.
Once upon a time, there were three little pigs. The first pig built his house out of straw, but termites ate it up. The second pig built his house out of sticks, but the termites ate it up also. The third little pig was smart, and he built his house out of bricks. But even brick houses have a ton of wood in them, and so the termites ate up his house too. The moral of the story is, I want to kill termites. If you own a home or business, or even just have a big old pile of wood, please call McGrath Pest Control at 281-469-8240 or visit McGrathPestControl.com and allow us the privilege of inspecting, treating, or preventing a termite invasion. Don't let my all shucks persona fool you. McGrath Pest Control is a bug annihilating machine. We're the best in the business and take tremendous pride in our work. McGrathPestControl.com, 281-469-8240. For a good time, follow us on Twitter at McGrath Pest. No pigs were injured in this production.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Presented by Zadot Jewelers. KFNC and KFNC HD2. Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Friday night, Dapplebox. They've got something new now. It's called the Press Box.
You're back in the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, one in the books, two to go. Second hour of the show, Nick and myself till four, having a good time. The first hour was just flew by because we covered a lot of just fun stuff as well. Now, you got some dumbasses on text. I know that's shocking to you people. But we got a text that says, nobody cares if a gift is given or not. False. Plus, more kids don't need more stuff. I'd be okay if someone didn't bring up my kid a gift. And you are the exception to the rule. Because I'm going to let you know this, and Nick and I were talking about this during the break, and Dick Willie and other people were chiming in on Twitch. The fact of the matter is that the wives care immensely. And they also want to make sure that they don't look cheap, that their husband doesn't embarrass them. And more importantly, I can't tell you how many times Lisa has said, what do you think the going rate is right now for a birthday gift for one of Tay's friends, because I don't want to be that person that doesn't give enough in a gift.
Which is another topic of discussion. $10 is the best you get.
Oh, you're wrong. And you're going to be, you are going to be deemed cheap.
You
should probably not put your name on that card. I'm just telling you.
Your 6-year old daughter is going to get a $10 gift. What does she need? She's six.
First of all, I'm with you because we got so much crap in our house that I tell Lisa all the time, if you can't save it so that Maddie can use the same toys.
Yeah.
I had a heart to heart with Taylor the other day. I said, Taylor, if you think in your lifetime you're getting another dollhouse for Christmas, for the last 2 years, and for your birthday, you've asked for certain dollhouses and certain character houses.
You're cutting off the dollhouses?
I had to put them all together, Nick, and I can tell you, I can count on one hand how many times she's used all three. We have two portable kitchens, which she at least uses. She pretends to make meals, and she's either a restaurant or a hotel, and she gets Maddie to help her with ingredients. Fine. These dollhouses and I got to put together, like, some of them have elevators. Some of them have, like, and it's got all these crack-ass furniture and stuff that you got to attach to certain parts of the room or whatever.
And then you break it, and you got to get another one?
I spent more time putting the damn things together than she will ever spend using them. And I was like, so, Tay, we're done. We're not doing that.
And what did she react okay?
She's like, okay, daddy, I understand.
Give her some
like,
Sour Patch Kids and call it a day.
That's where you're on the hook that you still are leaving. Call it a day,
bro. Like, okay, obviously 10 bucks. Okay, how about 40 bucks? Am I being too cheap?
No, that's better.
It's better, but you didn't say
that. So here's the thing.
I'm still cheap, though.
No, you're not. But here's the thing. I think you're overly friendly at 40, but here's where I would draw the line. If it's one of Taylor's best friends, like we know the parents, the kids every day at school are talking about, I hung out with so-and-so again, or we went to this, or we did that, and at recess, the two of us did this. You know it's a really good friend, 40 spot on. If it's a classmate, and they're just inviting the whole class,
yeah,
25's fine.
Okay.
In my book.
Okay. That seems like
probably not in Lisa's, but again, that's because mothers talk.
But that's a reasonable... That's a reasonable set of rules to go by, I think, considering inflation and everything going up in price. But that's crazy to me. But the whole best friend thing, like if I had a son, he's like, hey, man, you know, Chris is really my best friend. I'm like, bro, Chris is probably going to bang your girlfriend in high school anyway. Y'all are probably not going to be best friends in high school. Who cares? Like, why is the best friend thing that much of a, does it hold that much weight when she makes the argument? Like, is it that important? Like, how close of a friend? See, I think friends come and go. Like, I don't. You know,
and really, especially with younger kids, that's really true as you get older. Move. But I think that, again, because parents, and here's the thing, there was also several other texts that were attached from that same number. So if I use the term dumbass and you think it's harsh, that's fine. But again, a lot of people just take these aimless shots.
Mm-hmm.
I just picked one of them that was usable. I also think that there's some good ones here. One, someone, 346 texted, I feel like parents spend so much money on entertaining all the kids. That bringing a gift of any price is a great gesture to show appreciation. I would tend to agree with you, but I'm just telling you, in the logic of wives and mothers, that doesn't fly.
I know. That's why I was so shocked. My buddy, I said, dude, are you sure your wife didn't write anything? He's like, she's the one who brought it to my attention. Otherwise, I wouldn't be stressed out right now. I'm like, yeah. Yep. Well, that makes sense. That actually makes sense.
I say $30 to $40, so Nick, your range, max for a gift. My wife suggests $50 to $75. I ain't doing $50 to $75 unless it's a relative. I just think that that's excessive. I will go closer to 40 if it's a true friend. If it's just a classmate, I'm going 25 to 30.
I love how you're putting numbers on this. This is awesome.
Oh, you have to understand how much thought I've put into this because of how many kids and invites and birthdays we've gone through. Lisa's like, hey, the kid down the street that Taylor played with once at the park is inviting her to a birthday party. What are we supposed to bring? I was like, a card? No? A gift card, yeah, maybe?
You don't know. Who cares? You don't think about these things. Man.
Well, I think the only, you know, the way to get out of it, though, is go to the, and this takes some time, though, but go to is great when there was like a Toys R Us, but or go to Target. Go to Target and go and see what's on sale. If it's a regularly priced, pretty good toy, but it's on like clearance, that's where I'm going.
See, I feel like the kids can sense the clearance section. They're like, you got that toy from the clearance section, and I don't want your damn toy.
I think the characters carry it more than the actual toy. So if it's the hot characters.
Like SpongeBob, for example.
Bluey, Peppa Pig.
Excuse me?
Bluey is like.
Who the hell is Peppa Pig? Who?
Peppa Pig. And here, and this is another bizarre thing, too. Are cartoons not made by people in the United States anymore? Every cartoon that Taylor watches is from, they have an accent. Peppa Pig is a family of pigs from England. I swear to God.
And Maddie is just,
Taylor. Taylor can't get enough of it. So we had to get the Peppa Pig dollhouse.
There's got to be a Peppa Pig song, obviously.
Yeah, there's some songs. So the one day I asked Taylor to do something. She goes, yes, Daddy, I can do that. And I go, what are you doing?
She threw in the
I go,
British
why
accent.
Are you talking like Peppa Pig? And she's like, doesn't it make me sound more adult? And I go, no, it makes you sound really kind of crazy because you're not from England. But I don't know. There are so many cartoons that she watches that are either English, Australian, or Asian. Have you heard about this kid, by the way, this Asian kid and his family that opens toys?
Well, that's been a trend for years.
He's a millionaire.
Yeah. There's quite a bit.
Taylor won't miss it. She watches that. I'm like, well, you're not getting that. Just slow down on that. But the fact that she's watching that
makes her want every single one of those gifts.
And then the other thing that you got to be careful about is we give her...
No more iPad.
See, that's the thing. I've been starting to take it away. Because she uses the iPad, and then I hear Lisa going, Taylor, what are you watching? And then Taylor will pull a phrase out of nowhere. Like this weekend, she said, oh, that's my bad, Dad. And I go, where did you get my bad from? And she goes, one of the iPad videos. I looked at Lisa, I go, what is she watching? Like, at a certain point, you got to monitor that, too, because they're out there.
Okay. Well, this might make you feel better.
Okay.
Since we're talking about parents. And look, I know there's sports to talk about. Look, the Astros are going to play the Dodgers. But look, this is what we do. It feels like a Friday.
It's fun.
So I'm going to roll with it, okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tweet out a picture.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
My buddy turned 46 years old yesterday, and his 10-year-old daughter wrote a birthday card.
Okay.
I'm going to tweet at you, at the producer, Nick, mm-hmm. at Pac-Man Joel, what she wrote.
Okay.
For the card. The first one, happy birthday from your fastest swimmer. Number two, I used to live in your, you know what?
His parts or hers?
His.
His.
Yeah.
And she's 10?
She's 10 and
she's
thought,
got an iPad, Nick.
Yeah. I'm telling you. And he thought it was hilarious. And I thought it was hilarious too.
So I can tell you who doesn't think it's hilarious. Because my wife would be losing her freaking mind.
And I bet people listening to me right now are like, man, Nick is lying. No, I'm about to tweet it out. At the producer, Nick, I swear, this girl sent these two birthday cards to my buddy for his 46th birthday. It's unreal. At Pac-Man Joel, at the producer, Nick. Yeah. That's why I don't want to be a parent, because
straight. She's not talking about passing swim class. She's talking about the fact that before she became her, she was...
Yeah, living in there.
At 10, Nick.
Yeah. And she's... she's a genius. The girl is really smart. Like, really, really smart.
Evidently. And she's going to get into either science or sex ed, because...
So what would Lisa do if you got birthday card the age of 10?
Oh, my goodness. There would be a sit-down.
I just tweeted at you.
I'm not going to call it an intervention, but there would be a sit down. And believe me, there would be questions. There would be questions where she got that from.
Happy birthday from your fastest swimmer? That is fantastic.
It's all world for a guy you know what? Let me say this. It's all world for guys to see that and laugh about it, unless you're the guy whose daughter said that, because you know there's so many ramifications, and it starts with the wife.
And look at the drawing she put on the birthday card, too. You're going to be very impressed by this. I mean, she put some details into this card.
She drew the...
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Just look at it. Nicholas. At the producer Nick on Twitter. At Pac-Man Joel on Twitter. It's unreal. That's why I will never have kids. I will never have kids.
It's funny you say that, because that's exactly what I was going to say to you. Like, this is the first clear sign that you probably made the right decision. That because that would be a lot to handle. Like, Taylor's going to be 6 in August. If she gets to 10 and starts dropping cards like this, there's going to be no snickering and chuckling, because there's going to be one steam coming out of the ears, pissed off wife.
From the outside looking in, you're looking at Lisa and Joel's situation, if that happened to you, and you're laughing. But if you're in that situation, you're livid.
Yes.
Like, you're livid.
Yes.
He didn't care. He took it really well.
If she wants, if she has a future in stand-up comedy, possibly.
She's hilarious. The girl's hilarious. I told them I wouldn't mention their name, but she's hilarious.
That's great. I mean, she's got a sense of humor. I just don't know if mom thinks it's funny.
10 years old.
Wow. All right, we'll continue to roll hour number 2, 3-hour program. Lots more to get to. Having some fun on a Tuesday. If you guys want to join the party, we're here for you. But if you come to the party, bring a gift and put your name on it so we can know who to send a thank you card to, and we don't get caught asking any questions. It's the Press Box, ESPN.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.
It's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with these hot items for dads and grads. Featuring the TaylorMade Sim 2 drivers with forged ring construction that enhances distance and forgiveness. And don't miss these hot gifts from Bushnell, like the Tour V5 or the Tour V5 Shift with Pin Seeker technology. Or the Wingman with Bluetooth and audible GPS for distance. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. And shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
Hey guys, Joel Blank here for Apollo Men's Health. The entire month of May is Mother's Day. Not only for men, Apollo Men's Health offers hormone therapy for women as well. Starting with cutting-edge pellet therapy to their home self-injection plan, call Apollo Men's Health today, 832-664-9966 or apollomh.com. Book that first appointment. Most major insurance accepted. Discounts for military personnel and first responders. Remember, Apollo Men's Health celebrating Mother's Day. Mention Joel Blank and ESPN 97.5. Get a free B12 shot on your initial visit. Go to Apollo Men's Health today.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. Stop looking all over for high quality windows and siding at an affordable price. Do like I did, call Allstate Windows and Siding. Allstate Windows and Siding replaced my old windows with exemplary customer service and high quality products. It enhanced the appearance of my house and increased the energy efficiency of my home. Take advantage of their specials right now. 25% off windows or buy 10, get 2 free. $2,000 off complete siding jobs. Home and virtual appointments available. Family run for 4 generations. 832-204-1936 or AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out. Call 800-296-9744. 800-296-9744. 800-296-9744. 800-296-9744.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
I don't know how in the world we got on that.
He sent me the text yesterday, so when you started talking about parents. And then I started talking about gift giving and making sure that when you give gifts to kids, that the parents know you got the gifts. And then I somehow got on this, I don't know.
How did I get to the speech in high school? In the break, talking about it. So we were just talking about the fact that, because on Twitch during the break, Dick asked, do I think I could ever teach sex ed? I think I could. I don't think that it would. I mean, I don't understand unless you think, like, would you smirk or would you laugh at certain topics?
I think
you
could. And
try to deliver the message. Otherwise, I think I could.
I think you could because you would recognize who you're talking to. Like, obviously, if you're in middle school or high school and you're teaching sex ed, then maybe you wouldn't be as funny about it. You know what I mean? You'd be more serious. But if you were, in an adult class.
I don't know how you were, but I know this. You might find this surprising. But in my early years of school, I was not fond of public speaking or speech class.
Sure.
So I would find a way to be able to call in sick on days when I had to give a presentation. That all changed in high school. And so I started to get real comfortable with being able to speak. And also I like to speak like this, as you know, whenever I felt like it.
Yeah.
And I had an English teacher that wasn't too fond of it. And so therefore I wasn't too fond of him. And he gave us an assignment to do a speech. Now, can I say this if I'm referring to roosters?
I think you can.
Okay. Now, I've got your approval on this. And so if AJ comes storming in here, I don't want to be in trouble. So we were supposed to pick a topic. And I don't know if it was like medieval times or whatever like that. And some people did jousting. Some people did these other things. in terms of competitions? Well, I decided that the competition that I was going to speak about, because of the teacher and because he may or may not have had tendencies and because he didn't like me so much, I made sure that I did rooster fighting, but I did it with the C word.
Oh, you didn't want to say it. I said it was okay.
But I don't know if it is for sure or not.
I'm pretty sure.
But you get the gist of it. It's the it's the University of South Carolina mascot.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So I made sure that within the speech, I used that word at least 15 times, because every time I did, he slithered under his desk more and turned more red, while I had every dude in the audience that were my boys in high school were rolling. And he couldn't, after the speech, he asked me to stay after class. He said, actually, there is nothing I can do to reprimand you because of the fact that you were factual.
He said that to you?
Wow. Because I was factual in the information that I gave, but he would strongly recommend going forward that I would rethink my terminology.
Hey, you had to call it what it was.
I was like,
it wasn't called
winning.
Rooster fighting.
I won that one. I walked out.
Wasn't called rooster fighting, buddy.
No,
you gotta
it was
call,
not.
You gotta
and I made
call
sure
it what
that
it
the
is.
Audience was very well informed on what it was called and who partook in it and the fact that there were two C's.
You can, you would, can say cockfighting.
They
it's
would,
all good.
Okay, they were, it was, and they would battle to the death.
That's
and
hilarious.
Whoever won had the stronger C.
That is fantastic. And the fact that you came up with that, this is middle school or high school?
High school.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And you know what? You're kind of lucky in the fact that the teacher recognized that, because the teacher could make up anything to get you in trouble in a sense that it's at her or his discretion. And if he hated you enough, like that's something that would have probably happened to me.
Yep.
But that's hilarious to me.
Yeah, you should have seen. I was like, you know what? You can try and give me a C on my speech, but that C is going to be used in my speech, you best believe.
But Joel Blank, nervous about giving a speech.
God.
I would have never thought that Joel Blank, of all people, would be nervous about giving a speech.
Man, dude.
They ask you to give speeches around here sometimes.
Oh,
so
I've done them. I've done them. Traveled down to Galveston to do them for Mahindra and other corporate events and things like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a time
I sent you to a couple buddies and done some
voice.
Right. Yeah,
there was a time when every time through eighth grade, every time I had to give a speech, I was heading to the nurse. Or my mom. I was going to be like, Mom, I really don't feel good. I think I'm going to throw up. And I'd shut the bathroom door and I'd sit there going, and I wouldn't. I mean, I was just faking the hell out of it. But I just was buying myself another day.
I didn't mind speech class, man.
Hated them.
Didn't bother me at all. I did an acceptance speech once in speech class, and like you won an award for a movie.
Yeah.
And then I just played the Men in Black song, but every time they said black, I just put blue. I just voiced over it, and then I came up to the school in an all blue like denim outfit, and I did some stupid. The speech,
were you dressed like
the
denim,
speeches
like,
in high school were dumb.
All denim like Justin Timberlake with Britney Spears at the MTV Awards,
something like
or
that.
Just like jean jacket and jeans.
Just like this, basically in jeans.
Okay.
And then you would hear the song like play as I'm approaching the front of the classroom. And every time the word black was supposed to be heard, you would hear my little scrawny voice saying blue. And that's the stupid stuff they made me do. I felt like high school was honestly just an absolute joke. And even some cases college was. I almost feel like I want my money back.
I don't disagree with you. I've told many. I don't think that many parents want to hear it when I talk. But if it's like a family member, or like I'm giving advice sometimes to the interns, the one thing that I always tell them is everyone's going to tell you it's what you know, not who you know.
Yeah.
But that's just to get you through college. But when you get out in the real world, who you know is equally, if not way more important than what you know. Because you can learn on the job training. But if you know the right people, they can get you the job that you want. Regardless of where you went to school. Like we
agree,
talk about
1,000%.
All these Syracuse broadcasters. Unless you know the right people, not everybody's going to be Mike Tirico on NBC.
Oh, no. 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 And even Charlie's, but he admitted too. Like you talk about Syracuse being an amazing broadcaster. He goes, there's a few of them that's done well. Like he was basically saying there's a bunch of people that graduated from that school and have had absolutely no career in broadcasting and in some cases suck. So that's why, I've always thought, that's why I made that little line, and I know someone got upset. It was like getting a degree in broadcasting from Syracuse is like getting a psychology degree from Harvard, and people got all upset when I said that. But I mean, it's true, because sometimes, like, I have a bunch of friends that graduated with the same thing I did, and they're nowhere even near the industry. So
yeah, and the thing is, there's nothing wrong with being Mike Meltzer, Charlie Polillo, Paul Gallant, or all the local broadcasters that have come through that went to Syracuse. But it's just like making it in sports. You might, you know, look, the fact that I was able to play college sports is something that was a huge accomplishment and helped my family, and it set me up in a certain way. But I was never, like, delusional into thinking my whole life was going to be centered on making it to the major leagues.
Right.
As opposed, it's just like at Syracuse. So what if you didn't make it to NBC, ABC, ESPN, Fox? But if it carried you a certain way, or you're in a career like Charlie, where, like, I, you know, we kid around a lot, but Charlie is the GOAT of Houston radio, sports radio all time. The fact that he's carried his whole career, his whole life, doing one thing that he loves to do, should mean as much to him as it, whether he turned out on a, to be on a national stage or a local stage.
Because he worked on one craft. That's why you work on your craft, and that's what he does. So, and look, it's a different day and age now. You can't just have one craft. It hurts you almost to have one craft. You have to wear multiple hats. You're not just a radio guy. You're a guy that does a bunch of videos. You get interviewed. You get interview requested. People want your thoughts on radio stations across the nation. I mean, that's what happens. I mean, you can't just be a well-crafted dude in one area anymore. It's just not.
You got to expand your horizons. It's just not the case. With social media and how easy it is to do things on camera these days, you've got to constantly be tightening up your skills and making yourself accessible and available. And then you got to market yourself too, as you know, because the more people know what your specialty is, and if you do it a couple times and it works and you send out clips, the more that the word's going to travel faster and it's going to open up more doors for you. Yeah. Again, it's who you know as opposed to what you know.
Yeah. And look, I'm not sitting here trying to poop on education, but I've been that guy before.
But I'm just saying, but don't get it twisted. It's one thing to get your degree, but you're going to learn you're going to get a whole lot farther sometimes by knowing the right people and networking and building right network.
No doubt.
All right, before we go to the break, I promised this yesterday to Big Mike in the 409, and I want to make sure I see this through. He wants a shout-out for his daughter, Jaden Colson. She graduates this Friday from pre-K to the 12th grade. She had perfect attendance, never missed one day. I'm one proud papa. We're proud and happy for you, Big Mike. Way to go. And way to go to Jaden. So I wanted to get that in the first half of the show. We got 90 in the books. Still got 90 to go. So second half is coming up next. Lots more to get to. Love where this has gone so far, because we've got sports, but we've had a whole lot of other things. And the most important thing is we've had fun carrying you through your afternoon. Stay right where you are. It's the Press Box on ESPN.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Did you know that over 43 million Americans have a credit score below 650? As of March 2020, America is $1.3 trillion in credit card debt. These days, you can't rent an apartment or house or even get a job with a less than 750 credit score. Don't let bad credit stop you from living a normal life. Call Juan Consulting and start repairing your credit today. Go to JuanConsultingLLC.com. That's JuanConsultingLLC.com. Juan Consulting. Credit repair isn't magic. It's the law.
Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Not available in all areas.
If you are a small business owner, do you know if you're overpaying for workers' comp insurance? Hi, I'm John Swigert, founder of Pie Insurance. Most insurance companies aren't set up to give small businesses the savings you deserve. That's why I created Pie. We serve small businesses exclusively, and we could save you up to 30% at TryPie.com. At Pie, we take pride in our outstanding service. We're rated excellent on Trustpilot by customers who tell us Pie is affordable and easy to work with. Savings mean more now than ever. What would you do with up to 30% savings on workers' comp? I imagine you'd invest it back into your company and your employees. From one founder to another, I know you work hard to build your business. Let us help you protect what you started. Ask your agent for Pie or get a quote in 3 minutes at TryPie.com. That's TryPie.com.
Paid for by Labyrinth Labs.
Men.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your performance in the bedroom? If you're a 5, take it to a 10. If you're a 10, why not take it up to 15 with Maxiderm Power Surge? Maxiderm's new Power Surge red pill makes you bigger, firmer, more potent than you or your partner ever imagined. It's like going from a sedan to a supercharged high-performance sports car, and it works fast. Just minutes. It's proven, and now you can try it free. Just call 1-800-805-8509. If you thought being a 10 was great in the bedroom, just imagine what a 20 must be like. But why imagine? Experience off-the-scale virility with Maxiderm's new Red Power Surge Pill. You'll never want to go back to being just a 10. Call 1-800-805-8509 now to experience male enhancement supercharged. Call 1-800-805-8509 for your free trial and ask about our VIP club rewards. Hurry, this offer is limited. Call 1-800-805-8509.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
You know what? I actually like the text line today.
Do you?
Yeah, there's some good ones. The first one, though, Nick, not a good one.
Well, people are kind of upset about the birthday card I tweeted. I know that.
Are they? Really?
Seriously? As a father, I'm perplexed.
Well, maybe you didn't go through. Maybe I need to teach sex education.
Seems like TMI for a 10-year-old, says D. Green on Twitter.
No, D. Green, you know all those flowcharts you sent us? Sometimes the bar graph goes up. Sometimes it goes down, but when it's up, it can produce results and you can get dividends like children.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the bad news, Nick, and it's actually bad for both of us.
Sure.
Well, guys, I regret to inform you, no car line today, and the school year has officially ended. The car line shenanigans will have to return in the fall. Todd, the show.
No!
Damn it! Because we already got several that said, too bad you didn't save this conversation for the car line for
Todd. I know, and I thought about it right after I mentioned it. I was like, you know what? I should have saved this conversation for the 3 o'clock hour and just screwed it all up for all these parents across the city. But no. You know what? I feel like I'm educating them. Look, at 10, she could potentially be writing something like this on a birthday card, so maybe now you know. Now you know. I'm helping you out.
And Todd really can't feel bad about this, because if he thinks we're incriminating him... Did he or did he not call the lady that helps with the car line fat?
Yeah. You basically called her fat. By listening to our show and having that audio, I guess, play through the windows or out the windows of your car, you called her fat, which is not nice.
So if she said, well, what are you listening to that's making you laugh with their using the language like that or telling that story? And he said, well, it's called The Press Box. It's on ESPN 97.5. She might go, well, I might want to go back and listen to that. And then when we referred to your text, Todd, and said that you referred to the lady in the pickup line as fat, you better hope your daughter's not going back to that school next year, or you don't have to worry about what we're saying in the car line.
You're really trying to mess Todd's situation up. Thank God school is over, buddy.
Without
that
question.
That would be hilarious, though, if you actually did that.
Must be nice to be done with school, Todd. I'm a teacher in Beaumont. We have 3 weeks left. That kind of sucks.
At least Todd is not the Uber driver playing our show in the Uber and just aggravating all his clients that way. Who was the Uber driver? Was it Uber Dave or Uber Mike?
Mike.
It was Mike. Uber Mike.
It was Mike.
Uber Mike would play our show in his Uber and not turn it down when the customer pulled up. Like, he would get
But that was the suspects when we were a little more raunchy.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was. Yeah. It was.
Because Barry was all over that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now, here's something I don't know that I agree with. As a mailman, I can tell you there are a lot of people with a degree working at the post office. Yeah, but that's not a bad thing. No. I mean, I would say that, like, if you have a really bad job that doesn't pay well, like you're working at Taco Cabana with a degree or a fast food joint, that's one thing. But because you're getting minimum wage, I would assume. But if you're a mailman working for the government, getting benefits and pay, I don't think that's a bad thing.
I don't think it's a bad thing. I heard they get great benefits. At least the mailman that used to come to my dad's shop, he was like the same mailman on the same route for like 20, 30 years.
People said I'm dying over here. Well, that's the objective. When it's a slow sports day, we can change it up for you. Now, here's one, Nick. Joel, as a father of three girls, the best advice I can give you is to make sure all of your kids' friends are scared of you. Don't buddy up to them and be the cool dad. All the boys feared me, so no grandbabies until my kids were in their mid-20s.
It's hilarious.
It's worth considering.
I don't know if that's the right route. I thought, like, I spoke to a parent, and, like, she's all about, you know, knowing the guy friends, the girlfriends come over to the house. She's very, like, proactive. I kind of like this approach that you mentioned. As the father, I'm like, I'm just going to be an a-hole and intimidating as possible. That would probably be the best approach.
I take the girls to the park after school a lot. And so while I'm pushing Maddie on the swing and keeping an eye on my Tasmanian devil 18-month-old, Taylor's playing with a majority of older kids. I have often had this conversation in my own head of, like, which dad I'm going to be, because I'm overhearing a lot of the convo and I'm picking my spots when to interject. Now, most of the older kids are really good to Taylor and saying, hey, let us help you learn how to swing or do this or do that. There's a couple a-hole older kids.
And you kind of want to punch them in their face?
That are like, let's make Taylor it because she's never going to get all of us because we're older and faster.
Ah, they're bullies, basically.
Yeah, and so I'm teaching Tay, like, on the sly, the moves. I'm like, Tay, what I need you to do is I need you to fall down and pretend like you're hurt. And then when they all rush over to see if you're okay, I want you to tag the chick that said with the glasses that said that she's older and faster.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Do parents really do this?
I don't care. I did it.
Did it work? Did you?
It did.
You gave her some confidence?
Then she tried it 2 days in a row, and they went, we're not falling for that. I go, Tay, we got to mix it up. First day, yes. After that, we got to go to a different trick because it's not going to work every day.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so I like pay attention. It's like the other thing that annoys me, and this is, and again, Nick, we grew up in different circumstances where we didn't have the money that some of these kids have. So this park in our neighborhood, the kids don't clean up after themselves.
Shocker.
But it gets worse. Okay, it's one thing if they don't clean up their snack wrappers and their water bottles, right? But, like, I walk the dogs through that park in the morning, too. Do you know that there is a kid that rides his brand new bike to the park where the bus picks him up every day and just leaves it unlocked at the park? And it sits there all day, and then when he gets off the bus, he's expecting it will be there so he can ride it home. So the one day I'm at the park, and he just casually walks by us and he grabs the bike. I go, is that your bike? He goes, yeah. I go, do you leave it here every day? He said, yeah, until the weekends, then I need it. So then I keep it at the house. I'm like, and you're good with it just being at the park? He's like, yeah.
Because it's never been stolen. There's a sense of security for the kid.
It gets worse. So I get it. I see all the rappers and stuff. And I got the kids where I've said, hey guys, let's, because I tell them what the face, I said, you're all familiar with Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, parents get nasty on Facebook, and they're going to have a real problem if you don't clean up the park. So can you help me do this, and I'll help you, just so that we don't have to hear from the angry parents? They're like, oh, yeah, we'll do that. So I got them on my side there. Nick, I'm walking through. First of all, my mom, she sent me a snack. It'd be in a Ziploc at best, right? I walk through, and there's a Yeti single-serving bowl with a regular metal spoon. And it was sitting there overnight. And I'm like, and then it was sitting there for 2 days in a row.
Oh, no.
And I'm going,
that's nasty.
Who gives their kid a Yeti bowl and then doesn't ask, hey, did you bring it back and where is it? It gets even worse.
Probably at one of those birthday parties where one parent was trying to outdo the other and got a free Yeti gift or something.
Then I walk through. There's a disposable camera with all kinds of pictures on the bench. Had to make sure there weren't any that were not appropriate. But I'm going, So, first of all, they still have these, like, Polaroid cameras, only it was, like, fancy colors and smaller. But it came out with these smaller pics. And evidently, the girl was at the park just snapping pics of everybody and everything and just left the pics scattered all over and the camera sitting right on the bench. That sat there for a day. Now, here's the kicker. An Apple Watch.
That sat around, too?
Apple Watch sitting on the bench, middle of the park, for multiple days. Finally, all the girls are there. I go, hey, guys, did someone leave their watch on the bench? And the one girl goes, oh, yeah, that's mine. I go, did you not miss it? She's like, you know, I wear it sometimes. I don't. I go, that's not just your average watch. No. That's an Apple watch.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, it'll be okay. She just ran over and picked it up and walked away. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And that's where things are different.
Like, you should have told her, like, someone would have picked that thing up and said, congratulations, me, and just took it home.
Then I'd have been that parent. Then
you would have been that. Yeah. That's right, because you can't talk to. Yeah, I get it. I get it. That makes sense.
Robert and Tomball said, a few years ago, my then 5-year-old son somehow cracked the parental settings on our computer and looked up, quote, naked girl, spelled NakitGurl. The videos in his history were graphic, and he hasn't had his own device since. It can happen. It can happen.
Well, I guess, look, that's why I came off as the cheapie when it comes down to giving gifts in the price point, because clearly gifts have gone up in price, all right?
Yeah.
So it's, you know.
Someone said, are you okay with cash? Sure, as long as then you definitely make sure your name's on the card, but because they're saying you save the fee from the gift card that you would have to pay. Because, like, if you buy an American Express gift card or
you have to pay, like, another
card,
$2 for it, or
a couple bucks,
$3 or whatever.
Right? If that's your deal, I mean,
I'm okay with cash.
I don't think it's a problem. Kids, I'm sure the parents are fine with cash.
I think they are. I think most people, I think the problem is if it's a massive
party. Honest, some of the parents are probably pocketing the cash.
Probably. But look, if it's a massive party, though, do you want to put cash in a card and just leave it on the table when there's, like, a party of, like, 50, 60 people? Because then, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I want to do that. But if it's a smaller party, I'll just give it to you in your hand.
I ain't going to lie to you. The same way I'm watching Shady Dad, who didn't bring a gift, but is nose deep in his sixth piece of pizza and his fourth piece of cake, I'm watching at the end of the day, too, because I'm looking at that table with all those. If it's just a card on the table, you're pretty sure that the parents decided instead of wrapping a gift and doing all that, I just got a gift card.
They're pocketing.
I'm hawking it to make sure ain't nobody walking with the cards.
Man, you're giving parents all kinds of ideas, and you're helping them out. You're letting them know, look, someone could.
Bro, we see this at weddings all the time. People, especially that aren't invited, show up at the wedding, and the first thing they're doing is they're going gangster on the gift table and trying to pocket a few gifts and skip.
Like legit Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson wedding crashers is what you're talking about?
We've had several stories that I've seen and even mentioned on this show where the lady made a living out of like showing. She lived near a hotel. And she had an outfit that looked like a wedding type outfit as a guest. And she would show up at the hotel when she'd look at the schedule. She knew when there were weddings. She'd show up at the hotel. She would enter the reception during like the cocktail hour when the gifts were being.
And she would steal all the gifts.
She would grab some drinks. She might even grab the buffet line. And then while everybody's eating, she'd head for the door and do the old reach around on the table, grab a few cards or gifts, and skip out.
I mean, she's kind of genius, to be honest with
you.
Until
you get caught.
But that's a genius idea. I would have never thought of something like that. So she goes all out with the wedding dress and everything. Isn't wedding dresses expensive? Well, I guess you can rent one.
Are you kidding?
Can't you? You can rent one.
Wedding dresses are through the
roof. You can rent one.
Roof. I could sell my wife out right now so bad.
Mm. You know you want to.
I really do too.
Was it was the price of a Lexus? Like what was it? Was it a Toyota 4Runner? Like how much was this? Go ahead.
Bro,
spit it.
No.
Spit it. It's $240.
First of all, Lisa's not the type that has to have a dress for the reception. There are women that do the dress for the wedding, then the dress for the reception, then the dress for then another outfit for like as you're leaving or
okay.
Something like that. There's women that go and a lot of it is again because TV coerces them. Into like,
thinking that's the norm.
Say yes to the dress type stuff.
Yeah.
There's others that where I would tend to go, which is, hey, why don't you wear your mom's dress or keep it in the family? Because these dresses are expensive.
Over under $15,000.
How many, Nick?
Damn. I'm never getting married. I'm never having kids. That is ridiculous. How much money could you possibly be? What is this? How much is it? Tell me. Spit it. I want to know.
So she went.
Don't do it. All
yeah.
Right.
They average.
Okay, do it. It's okay. Don't
I
do
think
it, but
they
do it.
Average $3,500 to $5,000 if I'm in the ballpark. Yeah. Women, you're out there. You can tell me if I'm wrong, right, close. But I want to say that's the going rate, at least $3,500 to $5,000.
So what if I'm dating someone who's on, like, who's the. The nice thick Sports Illustrated model. Whoever
Ashley Graham.
Do you have to pay more for more cloth?
I don't know how that works. This is where, again, TV course. And by the way, before we get off this topic, let's make sure how much everybody that are boxers out there appreciates the fact that we are all about supporting your ability to make a living for yourself, whether it's legal or illegal.
No,
we told you how to break into cars and where to go at the park and ride. Now we're telling you, if you're hungry and you need a meal and you're not in the wilderness trying to survive, you can survive on wedding receptions as long as you have one good outfit. I wouldn't suggest stealing the gifts. I'm just saying it's out
that
there.
That wedding gift, that wedding dress idea by that lady, it's just genius. It's just genius. The fact that she could wear the makeup, she can go in, may even say hi to a couple workers, and it makes it look like she belongs there, and then just swipe up the table.
And as long as you don't overstay your welcome and you do it before everybody sits down for the actual speeches and all that, that's where you have problems. Because the minute everybody's supposed to get seated, now you're looking at, who's so-and-so at table five? Who does that lady know? Who's the lady there? And who's she? Bride side, groom side, who is she? So as long as it's just when the reception's getting started, you know, as the people walk in, they're slapping the gifts on the table.
That is, dude, that does remind me of that lady that used to go into like big neighborhoods that would be like gated communities, but she would always be well-dressed. So the person at the gate would just assume she lived in that fancy gated community, and then she would go in and just, you know, commit theft in all these houses.
Now, someone texted in, I don't think, this is interesting, that it says a former friend of mine used to brag about going to random weddings to eat and to just party. Here's the kicker, Nick. She accidentally let it slip out once that she also walked away with a gift.
Oh, no.
I was expecting that to be a dude that was just going in like wedding crashers. She was going to weddings for the grub and the party and accidentally walked away with a gift.
Accidentally on purpose.
How do you accidentally end up with the gift?
Accidentally on purpose.
Exactly right. We're here for you in every step of the way. All right, the Press Box continues. Hour number 2, 3-hour show right here on ESPN 97.5.
To date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Hey, Lance Zierlein here. If you've been thinking about getting a new SUV, think Buick. Think now. Here's why. Buick Envision, 10% below MSRP. Buick Encore GX, 13% below MSRP. Buick Enclave, 14% below MSRP. Buick Encore, 19% below MSRP. They're beautiful. They're stylish. They're packed with performance and technology. You can check out the entire lineup of 2021 Buick SUVs at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. For more information or to shop online, go to LanceZCars.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
So,
How can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, back wrapping up hour number two, final segment of the second hour. Then we get to the third hour, which is even more fun normally. But we'll wrap up our fun conversation in hour number two and then get to news of the day, which includes Astros-Dodgers. It also includes Deshaun Watson information, which we'll bring to you at the top of the hour, and other things. But because it was a little bit of a slower sports day, we had a lot more going on. Now, Nick, here's the thing. I was not aware of this until I watched TNT's, I think it was post-game last night. Michael Malone, the coach of the Nuggets, seems like a pretty good dude.
And he does.
And I like him as a coach. But I know that, and I call you Nicholas a lot.
Yeah.
Although, as
I've never introduced myself as Nicholas, but you call me that. Yeah.
Right. But some people are okay. I told you when I first met Bill Worrell and he realized that I was the new guy running broadcasting and everybody thought I was there to get rid of the longtime guys, and we were in the hallway getting ready for a game and we couldn't find Worrell, and I went into the back hallway of the Summit and he was coming at me and I go, "Hey, Billy, the stage manager's looking for you. You got to cut your thing." And he goes, "Billy is something my friends call me. You can call me Bill." And I was like, "Ooh, boy, I see how this is going in the early stages."
Yeah.
Well, Cassidy Hubbard got a little taste of that from, I always thought, I didn't know if it was Mike or Michael Malone, but I think I've heard people refer to him as Mike Malone before.
I thought so too, but this is what it sounded like.
The Nuggets, Mike Malone and coach.
Michael Malone.
My apologies, coach. I'll get that right here in the playoffs. Coach, where do you want to...
Obviously the team lost the first game. So his team was struggling. I know that sometimes when coaches and players are having a bad day, as you know, Nick, they lash out at the media. I think he was out of bounds, but what I will commend him on, and Charles Barkley was the one that I said in the post game last night, made sure to point out that, and there's another story in this, but that he found out it was Cassidy Hubbard, found out how to reach her, called her and apologized, said he shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. I actually liked all the details and how everything in this story panned out. I don't think Michael Malone was trying to be offensive. You have to understand, like, sometimes when we're in the studio right now, I know it sounds crazy, we actually forget that we're on the air. We don't forget that we're on the air, but we forget that we're on the air. I'll never forget the first time Barry Laminack swore on the suspect.
I was going to say, cussing is how you know that's true.
When you're doing these interviews all the damn time, it's become work. That is work. If you ask Michael Malone right now, would you rather not do that interview, and he had the choice, he probably would say no. But I think he was just in a situation, and he normally does that, and he didn't mean to. And then he realized after the fact that Cassidy has a job to do. If that's not his name, she was indeed incorrect. But he probably didn't have to do it on the air. He could have just done it from behind closed doors. And I don't think he was trying to be an a-hole, though. I really don't.
I think he was testy because of the way the game was going. So it probably caught him at the exact time where he was going to take it the wrong way.
I can see that.
Okay. Now, I'm going to give you two examples that back up what you're saying. Mario Ellie versus Mario, because that can be a deal, remember.
And you brought that up to us.
And I gave you the warning before he even came on, because I'm like, he can be a stickler for that, because he's very particular about the fact that it's not Mario like everybody else, it's Mario.
Thankfully, I've been calling him Mario since I was a kid.
But you remember a couple times when we were doing the show on SB Nation and some of the times we had him in. He'll correct someone.
Absolutely.
He'll snap on you a little bit.
And he's a big dude from New York, and he can probably whip your ass, and he has like a really deep voice, and it's kind of intimidating. So.
And the other one, we had AJ Hinch on.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
But I got texted by the PR.
Yeah.
For what did we call them, coach, and we were supposed to call
coach,
him Skip.
And yeah. In baseball, it's okay to call Jimbo Fisher coach. It's okay to call basketball coaches, Rudy T, coach. In baseball, coach is someone that works for the manager or the skipper.
Yep.
So skip or manager is okay. Coach is looked at as a slap in the face to managers.
Yeah.
We found that one out.
Credit to AJ Hinch, when he was on the air with us, he did not say anything about it. It was all texted to me during the interview or after the interview. I couldn't remember. So he was actually cool about it. But you expected someone like AJ Hinch is kind of a cool dude. I mean, he's not a hated guy here. So I can see AJ Hinch kind of rolling with the punches. And then I can see other people saying, no, you didn't get my name right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's. But you know what? Again, I can see how it can happen. But now here's the other story in this. When Charles wanted to point out that Michael Malone called to apologize. This goes to the never-ending story we've been talking about with the inside crew. He goes, first of all, I just want to say, what's the name of the girl that works for us? The girl that was the reporter? So you don't know all the players in the NBA. You don't know your sideline reporter's name.
Who work with you.
But it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's what he said. He flat out starts it by going, first of all, I want to give a shout out to Michael Malone for the fact that, what's the girl's name that works for us that he blew up on the other night? I'm like, oh, come on, Charles.
Yeah, I could see Charles saying something like that 100%.
But you have producers. If you're going to mention it, like we do in the break, I'll say, hey, Nick, do we know so-and-so or how to this or whatever? And you'll go, let me Google it real quick. Or we'll ask each other.
That's not Charles Barkley style.
Yeah, Charles and Shaq both.
Ask Ernie. He hates it. I know that's something that aggravates Ernie. Because he comes from the old school broadcasting approach. And when he starts asking him random ass questions in the middle of him like cutting down, like breaking down highlights or anything, he's like, you would ask me a question like that. Because he's not prepared for it. And Ernie's, I'm not saying he's lost his fat. Like he's slowing down a little bit, but he's still good at what he does, you know?
So to the point that you're making too, the other one, I don't know if you caught it or not, but it's funny you just led it right into this. Utah game one, they're setting the stage for going to the game. They're talking. All the time, Ernie's the guy that has to correct Charles and Shaq when they're wrong. Yeah. Right before tip-off, Ernie goes, okay, one thing you're looking at in tonight's game, one thing I'm interested in is how rusty Donovan Mitchell's going to be when he plays tonight and how effective he's possibly going to be for the Jazz as they start this playoff run. And Charles goes, Ernie, I don't think he's playing. And Ernie's like, well, no, he said he's available, so that means he should be playing. And Ernie's sticking to it. And Kenny goes, yeah, Ernie, I saw a tweet come out a few hours ago that said Donovan Mitchell's not playing. And you can see it's Ernie now, who's the consummate pro and doesn't want to make a mistake, is now deeply concerned going, well, maybe I should look that up then. And so then while Charles is talking a little bit more, he opens his laptop, he goes into it, and then he goes, evidently, guys, you're right. I didn't see this. Donovan Mitchell is not playing tonight. And I was watching as they threw it to break. That's where, if you ever want to see an on-air talent lose his, you know what, he's going to blow up at somebody. It just looked like he was boiling. Like,
he knows.
The producer or whatever. And even if the producer didn't tell him going in, the minute it came out of his mouth, someone in his ear should have gone, Ernie, he's out. He's not playing tonight. Because then he can correct it quickly. But the fact that they left him on an island.
Oh, yeah. So I could see some producer getting his ass chewed out. Or her ass chewed out. Whatever the case may be. No, and look, Ernie is comfortable enough now that he, with everybody there on that set, Shaq, Barkley, and probably the producers, that he's probably more willing to say things now. I mean, he's an established dude there.
Yeah, but it's funny how when the shoe's on the other foot, the reaction's totally different. Like if Charles did that, Ernie would be like getting out his post-it note going, Charles said,
yep.
And Damon Lillard and playing and put it on the window.
Yeah.
But when the shoe was on the other foot, Ernie was a little sensitive.
Because he comes from that old cloth. You get it right the first time.
That's right.
That's where he comes from.
All right, we got it right for 2 hours. We got an hour left to go in the show. 60 minutes on the clock when we come back. Stay right where you are. PressBox ESPN.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims. And you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Brought to you by Boost Mobile. Feel the power of keeping more money in your pocket at Boost Mobile. Get plans that fit your budget on America's largest 5G network for less. Boost Mobile.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows you don't want to sacrifice reliability for savings. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select LG appliances and purchase two or three select major appliances to get an additional 10% off. Save big on LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.